Welcome to the Communication and Relationship Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the incredible Mr. Drew Hunthausen. Drew, why don't you take it from here?
Yes. The sink in my hospital room baffled me. The keyboard at the nursing station silenced me. Then an elevator button pushed me back to reality. My friends, have you ever been jolted by an unwelcome revelation about yourself? This describes the day in the hospital when an elevator button pushed me to understand that I had been very sick in a coma and was now totally blind, hearing impaired, and confined to my wheelchair. It was an unwelcome revelation that I was not ready for and certainly would not have welcomed. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to today's virtual summit. I'm always excited to be at one of Tanya's virtual summits. It's a great place to be on a Thursday afternoon. Nowhere else I'd rather be. And communication and relationships. I believe that those are two things that are centerpieces to our human existence. Two things that really make the world go round. And It's amazing to me that it's already almost the end of summer. It's August, but it's pretty hot right here. Most places, definitely in the United States and other places in the world, middle of summer. But also, this is an exciting time for me, and I think it should be for all of us because we think about our businesses, we think about our lives. What's coming next? We get to plan for the year ahead. It can be scary as well. But we can plan, what are we going to do? What steps are we going to take to make this year the best one yet? To make sure that the best is yet to come. And communication and relationships are at the center of that because we cannot get anywhere without communicating. And just like the public, Tanya's public association is all about communication, all about relationships. It's all about bonding with each other, sharing tips, sharing business tips, sharing personal tips, and helping each other out. And I think that is one of the greatest things. Well, in the midst of life's journey, there are many endings as well as new beginnings. I think we all agree that we all experience them. Some endings are good. Some of the endings we experience are good ones, and some are not so good, but we all experience them. Just the truth of life. My question to all of you is, what is going to be the new beginning for you? Because we have a choice to make each day when we get up in the morning. What kind of day do we want to have? What kind of new beginning do we want to make for ourselves? In my business, I help people do this. I help people fashion their new beginnings. I have some strategies that I used to do that. And I'm going to tell you some of my own story and take you to illustrate some of the things that I've done in my life, some of the highs and some of the lows, the new beginnings that I've had, because I've had some great new beginnings as well as some very frustrating things that have happened to me. But as I mentioned before, we have a choice to make. We all are going to experience those things, but when we wake up in the morning, when we have that new beginning, when we have that ending, that door that shuts on us, are we going to give up? Or are we going to choose to take that next step and find the direction we need to go? Well, when I was 11 years old, about 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis. I was a healthy 11-year-old kid, loving life. Things were good. All of a sudden, I was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis, spent 10 long months, 3 long months in a coma near death. About 10 days into all of this, the doctors called my parents in for a family meeting and told them that I'd most likely die. Even if I didn't, I'd be a vegetable on a feeding tube for the rest of my life. Well, my friends, as you can see, or at least as you can hear, I didn't die, and I'm not a vegetable on a feeding tube. The doctors are wrong. But when I did wake up from that coma, I was totally blind, hearing impaired, 2 weeks to even sit up. I also went through many surgeries when I was in the hospital, when I was in the coma, many of them to help save my life. But things were not looking good. And when I woke up and finally came home from the hospital as this weak 11-year-old kid, I was scared to death. I had no clue what the future held for me. And one of the things that I talk about in my speaking is that all of us, no matter if we are blind or not, we are all journeying blind and awake because we don't know what's coming next. We can't see into the future. We just have to have hope, have faith, and keep moving forward. One of the very important lessons I have learned is that the hand we are dealt in life is never the one we envision for ourselves. But with the grace of God and the help of others, it is one that we can learn to play with joy, hope, and happiness. And it is one that we need to play. Well, as I said, when I came home from the hospital, five long months stay, I was confined to a wheelchair, totally blind, hearing impaired. Had to move my bedroom downstairs. And I can remember that first summer, I was laying in bed, helpless. I could feel the sun coming through the window. I just wanted to get outside. I just wanted to get out and run around, ride my bike, get to play with my friends like I used to do. I couldn't. Now, I'm going to fast forward 20 years till today. And I'm excited to say that I'm now able to get out. I'm now able to experience sunshine. One of the things I love doing, I got into about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, is the sport of triathlon. And this is where I'm going to come in and really talk about my experience, but I believe relates to all of us in terms of communication and relationships, how important they are in our lives. And as I said, to make the world go around. Well, you might be wondering, how does a totally blind and hearing impaired guy do triathlons? And that was actually a question, if you had asked me a year and a half ago, something that I didn't know. And it was a leap of faith that I took. This organization called Challenge Athletes Foundation puts on a triathlon for people with disabilities every year in October. And I heard about it and decided that I was going to do it. So I had no clue. I had no idea how to train, but I knew that I had to train. I knew that I had to find the guides to help me, because it's swimming, running, swimming, biking, and running. That's the order that there's the three sports that are in triathlon. I have to have someone guide me through each of them. But I didn't know how I was going to find those people. So the first thing I did was I was speaking at a church in my area. And I just put it out there at the end of my talk. I said, by the way, I'm doing my first triathlon in October, and I'm looking for people to help me train. Someone to help me run, someone to help me bike, and someone to help me swim. Well, it turned out that several people, I'm sure they're a little hesitant, but they volunteered, and we started training. When I do a triathlon, and when I do anything, communication is key, because I can't see, and I have my hearing impairments. We have to communicate more than you would otherwise. So we trained for 3 months. October came, and I can remember I had found my guide, my first triathlon. We came up, I remember standing on the sand, this triathlon in Los Angeles. My guide and I are waiting to do the swim. And all of a sudden I hear the lifeguards, one of the lifeguards telling everybody, if you're not an experienced swimmer, you should probably just go straight and do the bike, because the waves are very big. Well, this is my first triathlon, but I wasn't going to not do the swim. I mean, I was going to do the whole thing. But that also put a few butterflies in my stomach as I was waiting. My guide and I walk up to the surf, and we don't have any communication. We walk in, and the waves were big, and that was a tough swim, because once I got in the water, I couldn't hear, I couldn't see, and my guide and I hadn't developed any hand signals or anything beforehand, so we didn't know how to, you didn't know how to tell me duck under the wave or jump over this wave. So long story short, I swallowed a lot of water, but we made it. We made it through the whole thing. We made it onto the bike. And the bike was easy, and the run seemed easy in comparative. But communication is so important. Our next triathlon, we decided we had to communicate. And I'm just going to tell you briefly how I communicate on the swimming. We have hand signals, because I can't hear in the water. And for the bike, I wear a headset, because I ride a tandem bike, which is a bike with two people. My guy's up in the front, steers, and I'm in the back pedaling. And we wear a headset with a walkie-talkie communication device, so we can talk to each other. And it works really, really well. And he'll tell me what's coming up, if we have a turn, all those kind of things. And communication, it's all the difference. Same with the run. We don't wear the headsets, but we run next to each other, holding hands. So we just talk to each other. But throughout my triathlon series, my triathlon career, year and a half, I've had many guides, and the communication part of it is always the same, as well as the relationship. You think if you're riding, if you're swimming, running, and biking, with someone in some of these triathlons are for several hours. You get to know each other a little bit. You talk to each other and you build a relationship. I think that's the same thing in business, that you build a relationship with your clients. You build a relationship with your colleagues. For a triathlon, I look at life having chapters. As one chapter ends, another starts the new. And a triathlon is definitely a chapter of my life. It's going to be many chapters of my life because I'm going to keep doing them. I have no, there's no way I'm going to stop. But I think looking at life as your journey, the journey of life as chapters, is the way we need to look at it. Because if you have something that's going on, difficult time in your life, it's going to be tough, but it's a chapter of your life. It's going to come to an end at one time or another. And when it does, you'll have that opportunity to start something new. When I started triathlons, it also got me in to biking. Obviously, because bike's one of the parts of triathlon, but also doing longer bike rides. This organization that actually got me in to all this stuff to start with, the Challenge Athletes Foundation, puts on a couple longer bike rides every year as big fundraisers. And I have one coming up in October. But it's, again, one of those things, relationships, the people you meet, the communication you develop that gets you there. And I'm excited for myself, but I am also excited to see what the future holds for me in triathlons, in biking, and in business. What is it for you? What are you looking at for your future? What do you think is the next step for you in your journey? As I said earlier, that the hand we are dealt is never the one we envision for ourselves, but with the grace of God and the help of others, it is one we can learn to play with joy, hope, and happiness. And it is, we don't know what hand we're going to dealt. And it's not the hand we always choose, but it's one we can learn to play. One of my favorite quotes from all time, Harold Thurman Whitman: Don't ask what the world wants. Ask what will make you come alive, and go and do that. Because what the world needs is more people who have come alive. My friends, what makes you come alive? Whether it's in your business, in sports, whether it's a triathlon, whether it's your friends, your family, what makes you come alive? Go do that. Because the world needs more of that. It needs more people who have come alive. And that's the truth. And the truth is that we all struggle. We all will struggle in life. Probably most of you haven't had the same experiences as me. I've been diagnosed with bacterial meningitis.
I have.
Totally blind. But you all have your own story. You all have your own struggles that you have gone through, your own challenges. I would encourage you to view those challenges not as barriers, but as a chapter in your life to get you to where you really need to go. Don't make excuses, because excuses will hold you back. I always like to say in life, I will say this at the end as well, that the best is yet to come. But I believe that relationships and the communication are the fruits that spread, they spread out like a pebble on the ocean to the far reaches of the earth. Relationships will get you wherever you want to go. It's not what you know, but who you know. I'm sure you've heard that before. My friends, as I wind this down, I just want to encourage you, whatever it is that you want to do, don't do it alone. Find someone else that's interested or has the same profession as you. Find a coach. Find a teacher, someone that will support you, that has the knowledge that you are looking for. Because that will help you so much. And I'll say the Public Speakers Association for speakers is a great place for that, because Tanya has so much experience, so much knowledge, and there are so many members that have that diverse knowledge that might just be what you're looking for. My friends, I will say it again, to always remember that the best is yet to come. If you want to keep in touch with me, I would love for you to get my free guide, The 5 Keys to Living a No Excuses Life, filled with joy, peace, and prosperity. You can get that by going to my website, drewsinspirations.com. That's D-R-E-W-S, the word inspirations with an S.com. And you'll get my free guide there, but there's also a place where you can communicate with me. I would love to hear any comments you have for me, any questions you have for me. And also, every Friday, I do a day in the life of a blind guy, which is a Facebook Live that's just interesting things you might wonder. How does a blind guy do that? I've done swimming. How does a blind guy make coffee? How does a blind guy play cards? Anything you might be interested in, I'm always looking for new things to do every Friday. So if you have suggestions, please write them there. If you think I might be a good fit to speak at an event you know is going on or is coming up, please check me out at bookdrew.com as well. If you have any questions for me now, I think there's maybe a minute or so left. I would love to take them.